A parable, the mouse and the sage. This brings to mind another story from the Vedas concerning a mouse and a sage. The sage possessed mystic powers and could fulfill the wishes of others. Of course, wishes can be dangerous because what we ask for is not often what we really want. If someone answers our request in an unexpected way, we may become upset. We want to have everything follow our plans exactly, so that we can maintain the illusion of control. In the story, the young mouse was severely distressed because he was constantly chased by a cat. In desperation, he went to see the sage for help. We are all familiar with the mouse's situation because in one form or another, we have been seriously upset by issues that seem to threaten our security or happiness. The mouse asked the sage to use his mystic powers to prevent the cat from bothering him any longer. The sage responded in an unexpected way by turning the mouse into a cat, and the mouse, who was now a cat, scampered happily away. But after a short time, the cat returned with a new complaint about the dogs who had begun to chase him. Again, he asked for assistance. This time, the sage turned the cat into a dog, who hurried off with great relief. But almost immediately the dog found himself harassed by tigers. Frightened and unhappy, the dog ran back to the sage, complaining that these solutions were not solving the problem, but were actually making the situation worse. He asked for a definitive solution to relieve him of his anxieties. This time, the sage answered his request by transforming the dog into a tiger. But immediately the sage realized his mistake, because the tiger looked at him with a hungry gleam in his eye. Before the tiger could pounce, the sage turned him back into a mouse. In our own lives, we often imagine that we would be happier in a different environment, only to discover that each circumstance has its own complications. That is the nature of the material world. The wisest solution is to accept our own situation, our own karma, with gratitude, and to use our experience as a teacher to help us learn the lessons we need in order to progress.